You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com today to pick up anything you need for your game. They've got the newest clubs, newest apparel, newest accessories. They've got training aids. They've got everything you need to get you on the course and ready for the next season. So that's WorldwideGolfShops.com. Folks, I also wanted to remind everyone that we are the main sponsor of Chicago Golf Tour. So go out to Chi Golf Tour or ChiGolfTour.com to find out a little bit more about the best and fastest growing amateur golf tour in the Chicagoland area. So once again, it's Chai or Shy, golftour.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. You can find me all over social media, at GolfUnfiltered, and you can send me an email, adam@GolfUnfiltered.com. Folks, welcome back to the show. I am really excited to bring today's guest, Mr. Keith Duffy. He is a senior product manager over at FootJoy Footwear, and we talk about two new FootJoy golf shoes that have come out. I've had the chance to try out the Hyperflex, which is the first one that we talk about here in our conversation. It's a fantastic golf shoe. It's very comfortable. It's got the knit look to it. It's got that boa lace system that all the cool kids are doing these days, which I actually really like. And then, of course, Keith goes into a little bit more about the Premier Series, which is something that I hope to try out here in the near future, and they are classy looking. Really like those shoes as well. So before we get into the episode, just wanted to remind everyone that we do have a little collective, me and my buddies. Chris McEwen over at McEwen Media. You know him as the host of Golf Origin Stories, a really, really good podcast that you can find all over the place on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, pretty much anywhere you could find this podcast. And then, of course, Bill Bush over at DrivingRangeHeroes.com. You might also know Bill as my co-host on the Big Time Golf Guys podcast. Yes, that's right. We have a second podcast that we like to do every week. It's a little bit more tongue-in-cheek than perhaps you might find here at the Golf Unfiltered podcast. We have a lot of fun with it and really, really encourage you to go out and subscribe to that as well. Been busy over here. Been really busy, as you heard at the top of the show also. We are very excited to partner with Chicago Golf Tours. They've got three different tours in the area. They've got a north side, they've got a south side, and they have a west side tour. I will be playing in the south side tour this coming season, and so which I'm really, really looking forward to. All right, and last but not least, please do us a solid here, folks. If you've been listening to the show for a while, it would really help out if you go out and rate us 5 stars, if you leave us a rating in Apple Podcasts or anywhere where you hear this. That'll help us move up the charts just a little bit more so that others can enjoy the episodes just like you do. And I hope that you enjoy today's episode with Mr. Keith Duffy from FootJoy. Welcome back, folks, to the show. As I mentioned at the top of the show, very excited to welcome on for the first time to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Mr. Keith Duffy. He is the Senior Product Manager of FootJoy Footwear. Keith, how are you today?
Doing well, thanks.
I am super excited to talk to you about a couple new products. Obviously, FootJoy is well known for all of their footwear and many other things, but two things in specific that we're going to talk about today. The first of which, of course, is a shoe that I've had the chance to try out a little bit, but not on a course yet, and I'm looking forward to it. And viewers on YouTube watching this right now know I'm talking about the Hyperflex from FootJoy. Keith, this is a fantastically comfortable shoe. Tell me a little bit about not only what thought went behind this, but those first few meetings you had talking about the Hyperflex, what were those like?
Yeah, I mean, first few meetings dated back to 2017, where we did an offsite meeting with our partners at BOA. So all the folks from our design and R&D team, and as well as their advanced concepts engineers, we got together and sat for a few days and debated and drew sketches and thought about how we could do things differently together. They've been a partner of ours for a long time. I know we're their longest standing partner in the golf footwear space. And, you know, we also benefit from the exclusive agreement of having that heel mounted boa on our footwear as well. And it all just started with thinking about providing a better fit for the golfer and bringing a new technology into the space.
I know one of the taglines for the new shoe for the Hyperflex is tuned for golf. What does that mean?
Well, it means a lot, but we obviously wear FootJoy and we only do golf. So we're very in tune and focused on the consumer, but we want to make sure that everything that we do within the space is led through innovation. And so any new product innovation that we do come up with is a golf specific innovation. You know, we don't have the benefit of a run specialty category or basketball or tennis. So all of our innovations are led by golfers and innovated and engineered specifically for the game of golf. And you know, I think a lot of great examples in this shoe are the Stratafoam midsole. So that's a proprietary foam blend that we've engineered specifically for walking and the game of golf. So a tremendous amount of underfoot cushioning, great energy return. So at the end of the round, you should feel a little bit less fatigued than you would with a lot of other footwear that's in the space. And, you know, it works really well with that outsole. So that's an all new OptiFlex outsole. Flexes naturally with the foot. When you had it up there on the screen, you can kind of see that zigzag serpentine effect, which really allows that that outsole plate to flex naturally with the foot. And then on the upper, biggest feature there, we've already mentioned a little bit with the boa, with the rapid system powered by boa. So that's going to wrap over on top of your foot, alleviating any pressure that you get from laces. And not only does the boa system with a heel mount pull your foot down and back and give you a better heel lock, but with the rapid system, you're going to be better connected to the shoe than ever before.
What I really enjoyed about these shoes is that, you know, obviously it's a knit design to a degree, and it's very lightweight. It's extremely breathable. That's something that I think is really overlooked in a lot of competing shoes, where, you know, you want to take this thing off first of all after wearing it for X amount of hours on the course, and you don't want to have swamp foot. And I didn't experience that with this, so I imagine that was part of the design characteristics you were thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly athletically inspired, being an engineered mesh upper, so you're going to get great breathability characteristics. But one of the things that we it's funny when we first went live on our social media channels with it in the comments section, it's always great to see the response, and certainly the response has been great in terms of how it looks, but questions about whether or not it's waterproof because it's a mesh and it comes with a two-year waterproof guarantee, which is pretty awesome to have in a shoe that looks like that, that's as athletically inspired as it is, that delivers the performance that it does. So pretty great feature as well.
You know, the other thing I really like about this, because obviously there's other competitors in this space who offer knit shoes. What I really enjoy about it is that there's actually spikes on the bottom. You know, there are some that you're not going to have a lot of slippage with this, I would imagine. And I'd assume that that's another feature that you included based on feedback.
It is. We always have a very broad assortment in our catalog. We have both cleated and spikeless solutions. With this one, based on the consumer that we were going after, we wanted to put this shoe in a premium performance space. And I think one of the features that we thought we could add to the shoe to make sure that the most discerning players would make this a purchase consideration was adding in cleats. But we do a tremendous amount of research on traction technologies in general. So there's a number of ways to solve a problem. I think we've got a lot of great spikeless solutions in our line as well. that offer just as good of traction that as Hyperflex does. But the great thing about having a replaceable cleat is you can do exactly that. So when the traction wears out, you can renew it and have that great out of the box traction that they had from day one.
That is such an important quality of golf shoes, just the ability to kind of maintain the lifespan of these things. Because if you love a shoe, anything that's worth, there's nothing worse than loving a shoe and then having to get rid of it because the sole wore out, like you mentioned. And in this case, you could just go ahead, replace those spikes, wing, bang, boom. You got a few more years in it, maybe.
Sure.
So another product that we wanted to talk a little bit about today as well is the Premier Series, which is a new shoe that, of course, FootJoy is offering as well. There's three different collections, as I understand, and there is a good tour presence, to say the least, with names like Justin Thomas, Adam Scott, Ian Poulter, Max Homa. What could you tell me about the Premier Series?
How much time do we have?
Well, I know one of the taglines is, you know, inspired by then, supercharged for now. That speaks to maybe some traditional background.
Yeah. So being the, you know, the most authentic brand in the space, you know, we've been making golf shoes since 1910. So we have an amazing back catalog of inspiration to look at, I guess. And you know, we do a tremendous amount of consumer research. We do a lot of trend research. So, you know, what's going on in the world of fashion, what's going on in the world of footwear in general, you know, from what's being worn in the boardroom to what's being worn on the basketball court or the tennis court. And we pay attention to those trends, and we've seen, an influx of folks trending towards classically inspired silhouettes with, you know, with a bit of a modern twist of technology and detailing, just to provide a fresh new look on, you know, classic designs that have been out there for years. And great for us that we've got that back catalog to look at. And, you know, even the Tarlo collection in the new Premier Series was inspired by the 1927 Ryder Cup team, where we were the official shoe of the 1927 Ryder Cup team, the very first Ryder Cup played in Worcester, Massachusetts, where USA was victorious, and so that's where the Tarlo collection was inspired from, with that great cap toe design. Got a very nice modern saddle with the all new Packard collection. And then the Flint collection is probably the most modern of the three, more contemporary in look and feel. But I think we did a great job in differentiating each category and giving them their own personality. So the upper leathers that we use on all of them have a bit of a different finish. So Packard has more of a pebble grain or an English grain. Tarlo has a natural leather finish. And then with the Flint, we use our chromo skin that you would find on our Pro XL collection or Tour X or even Dry Joist Tour. So it's great, different leather collections, different looks and personalities from a feel standpoint, but all share the same technology underneath the foot with the all new VersaTrax Plus outsole. And again, that goes back to all the traction research that we do. So great solution for traction on multiple surfaces, all different types of grasses. And, you know, when you talk about the players that you mentioned a few moments ago, you know, we're talking about some of the best players, most recognizable folks in the world. And they're playing on the game's biggest stages. So we know that, we know the shoe needs to perform. So a tremendous amount of research goes into all the traction testing that we do. And one of the other great things about the collection is the amount of choice we're offering. We've already talked about three different upper patterns, all the different leather options. It comes, the collection comes in both cleated and spikeless options. You know, so there are regions of the world and certainly regions in the country where spikeless shoes are preferred, and being the leaders in golf footwear and enjoying the market share position that we do, we want to make sure that we've got something for everybody. You know, we know that market share is not owned, it's rented. And we go to work every day, you know, thinking only about golf footwear and trying to innovate and do things that will be welcomed by the consumer, will be welcomed by the trade, to make sure that we can retain that position as the number one shoe in golf.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about playing on the biggest stages. As I understand it, the 2020 Masters was a huge stage, of course, and FootJoy, specifically this Premier Series, had a pretty premier presence there as well.
It did. It is certainly, when you think about the scope of the project overall, I mean, Icon and Dry Joys are going away. They're no longer going to be part of our lineup. And when you add up the number of players who were wearing Icon and Dry Joys, if you just made that one shoe category, that would be the number one shoe on tour. And that was in fact what happened at the Masters this past year, where Premier Series was the number one shoe of choice at the Masters, followed closely behind Pro SL. So Premier Series displaced Pro SL at the Masters, and on any given week, either one of those categories this year are going to be number one and number two. And what an amazing story that is. You know, you've got two very different approaches from a design and traction standpoint with both categories, and you've got the overwhelming majority of players on tour wearing one or the other.
That's truly a testament to all the work that you guys do behind the scenes to make these shoes available for everybody else. When are the Premier Series going to be available for everybody else?
Premier Series are available March 1st, and get them while they're hot. They're in high demand. It's been a really fun category to work on. You know, I think whenever you have a conversation about FootJoy, and I did spend a little bit of time in my career outside of the brand, but whenever you think FootJoy, you think about FootJoy classics. And mm-hmm. when you're having those conversations with somebody who, you know, they remember their first pair of classics, or they wish they had a pair of classics, and they just, it's such an emotional conversation. And we want to make sure that when people see Premier Series for the first time and pick them up off the shelf in their favorite golf shop, that they get that emotional connection that they might have gotten with classics back in the day, and just really appreciate not only the craftsmanship, but the technology that's in the shoe. They're beautiful looking shoes. The response to them so far has been tremendous from tour players, and our expectations are that everyday hacks like myself would be just the same. So we're looking forward to a good year.
Oh, I'm totally an everyday hack as well, sir. So I look forward to trying those out as well. And I also understand that you can customize those to your liking using your My Choice program.
Yeah, talk about more choice, right? So you've got already this amazing collection of golf footwear, and you can go to myjoys.com and customize both the Packard and the Tarlo collections. Choose out the leather, pick the leathers that you like, pick the colors that you like, add some custom monogram or embroidery under the shoe as well, and really make it your own. But I think certainly the shoes are going to make a statement, whether you go My Joys or whether you buy something from the catalog. Either way, on the first tee, you'll have your foursome looking at what's on your feet.
Well, both options sound absolutely fantastic. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm looking forward to getting them out on the course. And Keith, you know, one of the things that we'd like to talk a lot about here on the Golf Unfiltered podcast is just experience working at the brand that you're at currently. And you had mentioned that you've spent some time outside of FootJoy, and of course, you're associated with them now. What do you like most about what you do every day?
Oh, wow. Again, I don't know if we have enough time, but there's, you know, I grew up playing the game of golf in Massachusetts. I was a competitive junior player. I played collegiately at the University of Connecticut, and then I transferred to Methodist University in Fayetteville, North Carolina, one of the best PGMs, I would argue the best PGM school in the country. So I get to work in the game that I love so much. You know, I've had one job in my professional career outside of the golf industry. So how lucky am I to get to go work for the number one brand, in golf footwear every single day. One of my, you know, I've been with FootJoy now almost 5 years. Mm-hmm. I spent almost 5 years on the golf ball side at Titleist as well, in the early 2000s, 2003 to 2008 as well. And so then I was gone for 8 years, and lucky me, I worked for the other number one brand for the sport that I love so much, in the game of hockey.
Oh, nice.
Where I worked for Bauer Hockey for had a very good run there as well. So very, very similar companies, a lot of passionate employees about what we do, and lucky.
Lucky. Well, I'll tell you, not only are the employees passionate, I mean, I've got many friends who are hockey players, and talk about a passionate fan base as well.
Yeah, for sure. It was a lot of fun. Certainly, living in the Boston area and having the Bruins have the success that they have over the past, they've been the top of conversation since 2011 when they won last. But they've got a good team, and you said you're Chicago, right?
I am. Yeah, the Blackhawks. They are not looking great this year, but you know what? We had a good little spell there for a bit.
I've got a signed skate from Patrick Kane in the back over there.
Nice, good for you. Yeah,
got to work with him and Jonathan Toews a little bit. So when I was at Bauer on the skate side. So
yeah. Nice. So what are you looking forward to most this golf season? Obviously, you've got one of those unique situations, as many people who come on the show do. You work in the industry, of course, but you're also a fan of the game. But you and I are both in similar climates right now, as I understand, with the snow on the ground. But what are you looking forward to most this season?
At the game's highest level on tour, I mean, the majors are always exciting to watch. And you know, the fact that we saw some fans come back at Waste Management. Hopefully that's a trend that continues. But you know, for me, with the world hopefully returning to normal a little bit, I'd love to see the game of golf sustain the excitement and attention that it got, over the past year, with players coming back to the game and new players coming into the game, because it's something that you can do and go outside and get your exercise and socially distance and still have an opportunity and a venue to compete. And I think hopefully those who have come back and those who tried it for the first time stay. It's a great game. That's what I think I'm excited about most. And then selfishly, from a work standpoint, I'm excited about, having the best footwear lineup we've had in years in FootJoy. And there's a tremendous amount of excitement around our brand, from a footwear standpoint, to our apparel, to our gloves. We're hitting on all cylinders here, and really just enjoying the ride and going to work every day. This is my office now, but having the opportunity to continue to innovate, even though we're apart for a lot of the time, we've still got a great team. We communicate better than we ever have, because we have to, because we don't have the ability to walk down the hall to, the developer or the designer's office and connect. So we found new ways to connect. We're communicating better than ever before. And I think the idea generation that's coming out of Brockton and all the things that we have planned for the future, the future is bright for us. And we're going to continue to make sure that we keep our foot on the gas here and have exciting year after exciting year. I know we're putting to bed, our line for 22 now. And starting work on, and we've already got work, we're already fast at work on technologies for 24 and beyond. So it's a fun place to work.
And these guys just don't stop, listeners. I mean, once again, we're talking to Keith Duffy. He is the senior product manager over at FootJoy Footwear. And you guys know who they are. Go out to FootJoy.com. Check out everything that we've been talking about today. Go pick up some Hyperflex. Go pick up the new Premier Series. They are absolutely fantastic. And as I keep saying this, I can't wait to get back on to the golf course and wearing these. And I'll let you know how they are. And I'm sure they're going to not disappoint. So, Keith, I really appreciate you coming on to tell us a little bit about yourself, as well as what you got coming out.